USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden set to announce more COVID-19 measures this week, according to the Surgeon General. Vivek Murthy telling CNN State of the Union the Delta variant has been the game changer.
It has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front, where we'll be taking steps and the president will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
President Biden's mandate expected to affect 80 million private sector employees. The FBI last night dropping the first previously declassified document about the hijackers in the September 11th terrorist attacks, responding to an order handed down by President Biden earlier in the week. The document says the FBI did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terrorist attacks, although 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
An apartment explosion in suburban Atlanta, Georgia, injured at least one person, two missing at this hour. The explosion this afternoon destroying several floors of one of the buildings. There are reports of a strong smell of gas about an hour before the explosion came in. Gas prices across the country up 2 cents nationwide to $3.25 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the increase in gas prices follows a two-week break where prices went down. San Francisco Bay Area paying the highest average for gas at $4.48 per gallon, the lowest in Houston at $2.74. Big movements in the top 25 in college football. Oregon, with their victory over Ohio State, jumped all the way to number 4 from number 12. Iowa Hawkeyes jumping up to the number 5 spot. Alabama remains number 1, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma. Ohio State dropped to number 9, and Iowa State dropped to 14th. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Authorities say a man who traveled to the nation's capital on January 6th and threatened to shoot House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the head on live television has pleaded guilty to charges. 53-year-old Cleveland Meredith Jr. is charged with interstate communication of threats, which came over a text message to a relative. Meredith calls it political hyperbole. Authorities say he planned to drive from Colorado to D.C. on January 6th to attend rallies in support of former President Donald Trump. Tropical Storm Nicholas forming in the Gulf of Mexico is threatening to bring heavy rain and flooding to coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. National Hurricane Center in Miami has issued tropical storm warnings for the coastal Texas and northeast coast of Mexico. Nicholas is expected to produce 5 to 10 inches of rain across portions of coastal Texas into southwest Louisiana today through midweek. The storm projected to move slowly up the coastland in dumping torrential amounts of rain over the coming days. Prince Andrew is named in a sex abuse lawsuit that heads to New York federal court on Monday.
Prince Andrew has been formally served with court papers in the sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him by Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. The documents were handed over to a police officer watching over Prince Andrew's home in Windsor. He has 21 days to respond. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.